is your offensive door defensively?
Well, they were tough enough to execute their plays down the stretch. They didn't fall under pressure. They got the shots that they wanted, and we didn't. We turned the ball over. They got 18 points off our turnovers. And really, they're a good team because they execute and they can absorb runs. Teams can go on a run against them. They don't falter. They run their stuff. They trust their stuff, and they buy into what their coach is telling them. And that's why they're successful, you know. They're not the most talented team in our league, you know, top to bottom, but they buy into what Coach Bennett preaches to them, and it works when you really do that.
So conversely, where are you guys?
We're trying to figure out how to do that, you know. Like I said, we have talent. We have pieces. But if you don't have five guys buying in, playing every possession the way Coach preaches, you know, that sounds cliche and it sounds, you know, that's boring talk for media. It's not anything juicy for you guys, but it's the truth. You know, when you have five guys committed to helping each other on the floor, working together, setting good screens to get the right guys the ball, that's success, you know. And then when you have talent, it elevates it to another level. So we're still somewhere trying to figure out how to get to that point.
As much as it seemed like that was starting to come together two games ago, how disappointing are these last two games, and how much does it knock you back a little bit?
Well, it knocks us back a little bit because, you know, we had a chance to be tied for first today. You know, we could have, if we would have held on to the lead in the Louisville game, which was a reasonable thing to say, we were up 18 in the second half. And then, you know, even if we lose this game today, we're still right up at the top. So it's tough and it's frustrating, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. We still have a long ways to go. A lot of the teams on the top are going to keep beating up on each other, especially in our league. But we can't keep talking about change. You know, we got to have guys look in the mirror and decide they're going to change, buy in, and then some good things will happen.
Do you think there's a common theme as to why you guys struggled in the second half against Louisville and tonight?
Against good teams, you can play a great first half. We played decent. You know, our defense wasn't great in the first half, but it was a one-point game. You have to expect that great teams or good teams, top five teams, top 10 teams, are going to make a run at some point, and it's how you respond to that. You know, we made a run at them, they responded. They made a run at us, we started turning the ball over, we started playing too quickly, we didn't get our defensive rotations in order, and that was the game. You know, all of a sudden they're up 15. So good teams go on runs, and great teams can handle runs and respond and finish games out and close the games out with great possessions, and we didn't have any of that.
Working so hard to get a shot off even in the second half, did that kind of affect you guys and get you frustrated?
Yeah, it's hard to get shots when you turn the ball over. Like I said, we went through that stretch where, you know, there was a 4 or 5 minute stretch in the second half where things went south for us because we were turning the ball over. The other, you know, parts of the game, we were getting shots. You know, it's tough against them because they pack it in, but we were getting shots. We were patient. We were moving the ball. We were screening, and good things were happening. But you have to be tough enough to continue to do that even if you miss a couple shots. Or if you have one turnover, don't turn it into 3 or 4. You know, stop it there, get a great shot. And we just didn't do that.
Do you think you learned anything from these last two games to kind of, you know, reset and work on before you go to Boston College next?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty we can learn looking at tape from this, but it's nothing we haven't learned from earlier losses. You know, you look at the Kentucky game, the Iowa game, it's the same type of story. So, you know, you can only learn so much until, you know, it is February. I mean, the season's rolling. You have to, you know, great teams at this time are meshing together. You don't have to keep preaching effort, keep preaching, buying in, not worrying about your individual self. You know, doing what can I do to help the team? How can I help a teammate? You know, what is the best thing for North Carolina? And that's something we're struggling with right now for whatever reason.
Well, if they bottled you up really until the last couple minutes, what were they able to do so effectively?
Well, I mean, they help each other out on defense. They understand that I'm one of the focal points. So if I come off the screen, they're going to have 2 or 3 guys there ready to help and get back to their man. And, you know, we just got to do a better job executing our stuff. You know, we didn't – a lot of times we have a tendency not to start screening and, you know, trying to get me some touches. Not saying that the offense revolves around me, but it's important for me to have the ball in certain stretches, you know, to make plays for myself and my teammates. And sometimes we don't do that until, you know, we look up at the scoreboard and we're down double digits. You know, people always get on me about the second half thing. But, you know, coach preaches it, and then all of a sudden something switches and we start – shifting the way we play, and at that time, sometimes it's too late.